This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello.
This is Chilla with Onsa.
Tune in every fourth Monday of the month at 6 PM as we take you through the journey about the diverse culture, music, language, traditions, lifestyle, and of course, the delicious food we have in Malaysia.
It is a session where students can share about their life and their experience of studying here in Otago.
So, come and join us for a chilled and fun evening, brought to you by the committee members of the Otago Malaysian Students Association, OMSA.
Hello, welcome back to a new episode of Chilla with OMSA. With me, Atika.
And I am new here, so I'm Neely.
As your host for today. So you can hear us live at ORFM at 105.4 or via ORFM website or.org.nz or Spotify, which you can search Chilla with OMSA.
So today we have Hafiz, our food officer, and Naim, our sport officer, joining us today. So how are you guys feeling today?
Pretty good. Just woke up, to be honest. But yeah, it's good weather to go outside, so I might go out for a bit.
It's quite sunny. Around.
Yeah.
Good weather.
Yesterday was super, super wet. Yeah, yep. Non-stop raining.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a contrast to today.
Yep.
Yep, it is.
Since we have two of our boys here today, so I think it would be quite interesting to talk about sports. Do you guys play a lot of sports? I'm sure you do, Naim. You're the sports officer.
Yeah, I mean, sports is like a lifestyle, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
I think people should take up sports, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More often, just casual, just to get out there and, you know, exercise, be more, you know, healthy and stuff. And it's just a good way to socialize with people.
Mm, yeah. Yep. How about you, Hafiz?
I've seen it a couple of times to my friends that sports are kind of survival skill mm-hmm. for me because, you know, you don't have to really mingle to people as people will come to you. You're like a magnet, some sort of magnet. Because people will find you when you're playing good.
Yeah. It is. So what is your favorite sports?
So I often play I play a variety of sports, but my main sport that I usually play is football. I got exposed to football here in New Zealand. They've got a very good culture. It's very inclusive, which is why it's good for, like, you know, a good sport to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like a team sport, so it's a bit different, like, to like badminton and, like, you know, bowling or tennis, which is like more of an individual sport. So football's, I enjoy doing like teamwork, you know, and just training with a bunch of people.
So big group activities.
Yeah. So it's a good way for me to socialize as well. So it's like, it's not to take it too seriously, you know. Yeah.
How about you, Hafiz? I know you're a good badminton player. Are you?
Kind of. I've said it a couple of times that my main sports, I like Naim, football and futsal.
Mm-hmm.
But as I come here, I am exposed to volleyball, as many of the Malaysians here play volleyball.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly volleyball became my main sport. And I enjoyed it a lot as you don't have to do a lot of cardio. You don't have to do a lot of running.
Yeah.
Because right now I think I'm kind of old.
You're 21.
I cannot run as fast as I do. Yeah. So I enjoy playing volleyball as you just, you know, you just stay at one place and just rotate every point. It's very good for old people like me.
Is it the first time you play volleyball here
I just start playing December last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I find it interesting that we have both of you, like Naim, you were born and you grew up in New Zealand, and we have Hafiz who grew up in Malaysia. What do you guys find the differences? I know you guys have played football together before. Do you find any different? Like Naim, you've played with Hafiz, like how they play and how you play, and Hafiz, etc. Or is it just similar?
So, I was born in Malaysia.
I mean, like you grew up here.
Yeah, I grew up here, and I also did like half my life in Malaysia as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was blessed with, you know, to experience both side of the
culture.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that over here in New Zealand, it's a bit more welcoming, at least where I'm from, in terms of like, they really want you to play and they don't really judge your skill level, which is very, which is very good for like a beginner, because obviously you come into a sport that you don't know, a team that you don't know, so you'd obviously be more like nervous and stuff. So that kind of environment plays a very big role into like liking the sport, which is quite similar to what happened to Hafiz. Like, he came here, and then volleyball has a very good community, so he was like, he probably got attracted to that kind of environment, and slowly it became his main sport. So in Malaysia, with my experience and where I was from, it wasn't very welcoming, because they tend to like to play with people who knows how to play.
That is quite cliquey, you could say that.
So I didn't really have a good experience in Malaysia, because I wasn't very good at the time. So
now you're good?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
I don't know about that. How about Hafiz?
I think in Malaysia, it is quite, like you said, cliquey. And also, they, instead of playing socially and trying to mingle with everyone, they really want to win.
Oh, so it's more competitive back then.
They want all their team full of stars.
Oh, really?
Instead of, you know, just trying to play.
Oh, so I can't play football. Yeah. We can't play football back home, so we can play it here.
Yeah. They are welcoming.
Oh.
Yeah, here it's very welcoming here.
What one thing that you like besides welcoming the culture? Do you feel
they're very supportive as well? And when you do mistakes, they always like give you assurance, like, come on, next time, heads up.
Oh, really?
You never get that in Malaysia.
Yeah, yeah. You never get that in Malaysia. We got stressed when we play in Malaysia. Yeah. I understand that.
And then, besides football, I feel like we shouldn't leave out rugby. Have you guys played rugby before here?
Name.
I've played like socially at school, but not much, given my. My body. I'm not a very big person. You don't have to be big to play, to be honest. But like, it is a contact sport, and I'll try to avoid getting any injuries. It's very an injury prone sport. So I recommend people taking up the sport just to experience it and just judge the sport for yourself. I mean, it's not for everyone, but. Yeah, but definitely give it a go. It's a very fun sport, and especially here in New Zealand, because it's very popular, everyone plays it. So you'd have a range of like skill level from like just beginner to like semi-pro. So it's very open to like a lot of skill level. So if you want to give it a go, everyone's very open.
How about you, Hafiz?
Rugby. I've never been really exposed for rugby. I think rugby is... You get engaged in rugby mostly by school, because most of the people who play rugby in Malaysia are mostly from SBPs. But I've never really been in a education school or education any education
institution
that have played rugby. So I've never really enjoyed rugby, and I never really understand it. I couldn't find enjoyment in it. I tried, but I couldn't. Once joined a rugby match here, and I go out of the stadium after 15 minutes because I don't understand anything, bro.
To be honest,
rugby is not that popular in Malaysia. Like, football is really popular in Malaysia, so football is kind of dominant sport in Malaysia.
So you kind of look to something similar here.
Yeah,
but the football scene itself is not like quiet.
It's not as happening as Malaysia, but it's all right.
But it's still there.
But do you think that one of the reasons you don't, like Naeem said, is because of your physiques? Because people here are really, really big.
Yeah.
They probably weigh twice your...
Yeah, so because like rugby is very popular in New Zealand, and New Zealand itself is very good at rugby. So obviously they have like extremely big players, who are dedicated to the sport. Like, people in high school are basically playing for pro. So it's not like, it's not a social thing. But I mean, obviously there's also some social level of rugby. But like I said, it's a very injury prone sport, and it's pretty good for like, I'm speaking this on the perspective of a guy. Because guys like to like scruffle, like to have a bit of physical contact and stuff like that. So rugby is good for that, you know, a bit of masculinity. testosterone, you know, because we go to like all boys school, so very high testosterone level. So rugby is good to let that out.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But isn't football the same? Do you guys like get physical as well when you're like tackling?
Yeah, it does get physical, but like compared to rugby, it's a lot with physical. Like you're supposed to build yourself up.
Rugby is the most masculine thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about Hafiz? Have you had like injuries from playing sports?
Yeah, during Bersatu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got tackled from a Christchurch guy.
Oh.
But he's my friend, though.
Yeah. Oh, he seems to have some resentment still.
We're cool now, though.
How did it went? What was the injury?
So, basically, I was given an opportunity by Joe. Joe passed me. He squared me the ball. And I should have finished. I should score that because it's an open goal. It's quite easy, but he tackled me at the ankle.
Oh.
So I got injured. But yeah, I missed it. So the shame level is much higher than the pain.
We're never gonna forget that.
I'm never gonna forget that though.
It was caught on video. We got it.
Oh really? We should post that.
How about you got that in the video?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was supposed to be his highlight. It was supposed to be a goal. It was supposed to be his time, but
bro,
he's alright. He's alright.
Yeah, I used all my buff at volleyball.
Volleyball was okay.
Volleyball was superb. We got no challenge, bro.
Oh really? No. So you're saying that? Oh, I'm so talented. Nobody is beating
me. Nah, I mean like because in Otago, specifically University of Otago, we have Unipol, which students can use it for free. Unlike other university like Christchurch or Wellington, they have to book their own courts outside. Mm. So they rarely have a training. Unlike us, where we can train every week and every weekly, week in, week out. Unlike them. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a lot of players who are not committed to the volleyball in other contingent because it requires money for them to pay for the court.
Mm.
So in the court, you can see that we have a lot of chemistry among us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So we look like a professional during Bersatu. I'm not exaggerating for real.
Naim, do you vouch for what he said? Professional team.
Volleyball here in Otago is very big. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for you to like set up training because everyone's always eager to go training.
Mm-hmm.
So from past experience, like some sports, not everyone is committed, which is fine because, you know, it's not for everyone, so it's hard to set up a training if you've only got like four guys. But with volleyball, they have like above like 12, 10 players just because it's a very big and popular community. So everyone, you know, always is eager to train, always eager to get better. Mm. And they've got a very good captain this year who's able to like help them out and then just teach them, you know, what to do, what not to do, stuff like that. So yeah, it's very good and it's a very popular sport here, so if you decided to play volleyball, come to Otago. They're always down.
Oh, you're promoting.
Yeah.
So, because Hafiz mentioned Unipol.
Yeah.
Right. So, what do you think? Do you think that Unipol itself is the reason why you guys play all these sports? Or you guys wouldn't have been more active in sports here?
I mean, that's one of the biggest factor, if not the biggest. Because, you know, being a student, financial is one of our big concern.
Mm-hmm.
So as we have free access to like gyms, futsal, volleyball, badminton, we can play regularly without really thinking about the financial side.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's our competitive advantage compared to the other contingents. But it's just that we have a small amount of people, small amount of athletes. So I think that's just why we are not lagging behind in Bersatu. I think if we have comparatively the same amount of players with the facilities we have, I think we can get number one easy.
Yeah. I mean, the location is also very important because they're all like walking distances. Mm-hmm. So it's very like student friendly. You don't need like cars or anything like that. You can just walk like a 5-minute walk to Unipol. And it's very accessible. So,
but you still use car though.
You use car?
Well, it depends on where you live.
No,
it depends
on
where you live, but like, I'm just lazy to walk. I can't walk there. I'm just lazy to walk and I have a car, so.
I mean, it's theoretically walkable, but yeah, it's just theory, though.
Okay. how do you really enjoy the uni pool? Like, do you enjoy it weekly or every day or with friends?
Yeah, and I enjoy playing it on a daily basis because, like, obviously... because obviously as a student, well, at least for my routine is I just study and I go home. So I need some sort of, like, socializing slash exercise, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So sports is a good way. It's like a whole package. You can socialize and, you know, exercise, mm-hmm. which is good. So that's why I prefer it on a daily basis. It's kind of my way of...
Socializing.
Yeah, socializing and taking a break from study mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Bro.
Because I'm not really one to go on my phone. So
Atika and me are looking at each other. No, I'd rather go to cafes and just eat food.
It's not for everyone, but I really love the active lifestyle.
How about Hafiz?
Yeah, I think it's same goes to Naim. Because sometimes it's hard to, like, you know, trying to mingle around, trying to express what you feel. Yeah. And I think by playing sports is mm-hmm. some sort of a way of expression your stress, your anything. Mm-hmm. I think you just feel some satisfaction after playing
the sports.
Yeah, playing any sports.
And then it's a good way to get your exercise.
Yeah, and also seeing your progress from starting as a newbie and mm-hmm. you can see your progress by month.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better. And also people, you know, giving compliments and like, hey, I can see your improvement in your spiking, in your straight surf. So with that, you feel some sort of accomplishment in you.
Yeah.
I already know Hafiz, he's just there for, like, you're doing good,
no, bro.
You're a professional,
he's
bro.
He's there for the compliments.
That's just a side question. Mm.
And then in the beginning, we talk about how the difference in culture and is it easier here to make friends through sports or easier back home to make friends through sports?
Mm, that's a good question. I think sports is a universal language. So if you play sport, it's very easy to get along with a lot of people because most people just play the sport. You know, like, taken away, like, in terms of level, if you just play it, it's just easy to get to know people, you know? Because, like, if people want to go somewhere, they say, oh, you want to join, you know? Because we're playing futsal or anything like that. So... Then once you go to the event, you meet new people. So it just keeps branching out. So you keep meeting new people. Yeah. Mm. So you don't have to, like, click with that person. If you just, like, if you both like the sport, you already found, like, a common interest. So that's just easy to get along and stuff like that. Mm. So, yeah, especially here with, like, there's not many Malaysians here. So, so sport's a good way just to meet up.
With new people.
Yeah.
How about Hafiz? You recently came here last year. So what do you think? Like, I have more friends now through sports. Do you think that?
Yeah. Previously, I thought that if all my friends are going back to Malaysia, I will end up being alone.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I have many friends I get from sports, mm-hmm. especially volleyball. Because mm-hmm. the volleyball community are very welcoming and they usually make plans with their volleyball communities. So I'm always, you know, engaged in their activities. And also, I think what Naim says is true. Like, if you play sports, people will, you know, will follow up. Like,
branch out.
Yeah, branch out. But I think it would be much better if you're good at it, if you're good at the sport. I think it will be like two times branching out.
Yeah, because, like, obviously people who play the sport like the sport. So if you're good, you tend to be, like, attracting
more.
People.
Yeah.
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 So
are you looking for a girlfriend in the volleyball team?
No. Are you want to be the captain of the volleyball team?
I might.
Really?
That's nice.
Maybe one day.
I mean, for me, it's hard to, like, make friends during uni because if you go to class, you have like 80 people in class.
Yeah.
So you meet different people every time you sit in class. So it's actually harder. For me personally, it's harder to make friends during uni, during class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So sports is like one way to make friends. I don't know if you guys seen that meme where you're eating alone. There's like a...
Oh, the mouse eating alone.
Yeah, the mouse eating alone thing. Uh-huh. It's kind of like that. Uni is actually like that.
It's pretty lonely
for some people.
Do you know the meme where the duck ran back home so fast? That's me. Like, I want more friends. And then me, after the lectures, just go back home straight away.
Yeah.
And also, it's a bit harder because all of us are not first years.
Mm.
Yeah.
And did you live in halls?
No, I didn't.
So it's harder. But it's good that you guys found sports and like use that to branch out and make new friends.
Yeah.
I know we're the guests right now, but mm-hmm. I'm just curious. What's your guys like equivalent
to?
Like for us, it is sports.
Mm-hmm.
But what about you guys? I'm just
girls. Yeah. I feel
food.
Yeah. For me, I'm a quite lively person, you could say.
Mm.
So for me, if I see someone with pretty hair, I just go, "Oh, you look pretty." And then I make friends through that.
Mm.
But maybe I should consider sports now listening to you guys. But I'm really bad at sports. What do you mean?
I mean, you got a physique.
Right? We invite you all the time.
Oh, no, bro, when?
Just come on, give it a go.
What, volleyball? I want to try volleyball, yeah. But then I'm scared.
No, they're very open. They're very friendly.
I think you might be good at netball. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of people
because you're tall.
You're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people who come and play sports, sometimes they discover hidden talent.
Mm.
You know, like they don't see it, but people who knows, they feel like this guy's got potential for something, you know, to play good.
Oh, my God.
Which is very good.
Now I feel like how happy he feels. But I don't know, Atika, since you're a girl, do you get bruises easily?
Yeah.
I get bruised so easily. That's why it makes me scared. How about you guys? Do you guys get bruised easily or you just like, oh, whatever, and then you just continue like tackling each other? Oh, really?
Yeah, bruises happen. It's just the nature of the sport. But for me personally, I just take it as a victory scar.
Oh. Yeah. You go home and show your mom, look at this, I got this from football.
I understand that victory scar because I play sports back in Malaysia.
Oh, really?
And I really had the accident and I have the scar, you know, but I am proud with that scar. Like,
really?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
what accident did you have?
I play archery back in Malaysia.
Ooh.
And the arrow accidentally split into two.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and they
bruised, is it?
Or yeah, like? They left a bit scratched and left the scar here. So every time I see the scar, like, wow, that's nice. Like,
well, you and I can get along. Show each other this after this goal.
It's not permanent. Lash guards aren't permanent, though.
But we do. I went to archery during... When was it? I think it was like after club stay. They had like archery class. Have you guys went?
No,
they have like an archery club here.
I do know we have an archery club, but I've never...
It's kind of cool. And then I hurt myself and then I'm like, no.
Oh yeah,
first and last.
It's hurt when you first time
trying
it. It's gonna left your the bruise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was so big.
Especially volleyball.
Oh,
if
really?
Spike it, we usually use like this.
Uh huh. Oh my god, is that one of the scars?
No.
No, I think he was just showing off. Like, oh, look at my victory scar.
But for real, I've once.
You can show.
Got my bone a bit, like...
Bent. Fractured.
A bit fractured, hairline fractured. And I have to go to the Indian hospital.
Is it hurt?
Yeah, because you know Faiz?
Uh-huh.
Bro, he spiked really
strong.
Really strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit directly on my left hand, left forearm.
Uh-huh.
And I got a hairline fracture and I go to the hospital with Lukman.
Oh, why nice. Is he so happy? Not
that's my victory scar. It's a thing.
So what is your favorite like volleyball movement?
Spike. Definitely, yeah.
Spike is like what equivalent to badminton?
Smash. Yeah.
And my favorite position is the front left. We call it outside.
Outside.
Yeah, outside.
Okay.
Isn't it hard to spike? Because you need that
jump
power. Yeah, you jump and you need that power in your hand to
submit. Yeah, I think the most important thing is timing. Because you can be short, you can be not really strong in, you know, your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the right timing, you can hit a good spike. Because we have quite a few team members who's quite short, but all of their spikes are very consistent and very...
It's just practice.
Perfect. Yeah.
Isn't it? How about you, Naim? What is your favorite futsal dribbling? Oh my god, I know those.
It's time for you to show up and actually show me.
Messi.
But yeah,
Show up.
I enjoy playing all sorts of positions because it's good to experiment, you know, instead of just staying in your comfort zone. So playing the sport is one thing, but I think getting out of your comfort zone and just trying different position is another thing. And then, because you never know, you might actually like it, you know, because in theory it's always different until you actually try it. So I don't really have a favorite position. I kind of play overall.
What is your the best position, the best thing you could do?
Preferably I'd play like a left back, which is a defensive defensive position. Just because I like to like go up against players one on one. So that's why I took up the position. But initially everyone wants to be a forward because everyone wants to score goals. But once you start delving into the sport, you kind of appreciate it even more. So you know, you're more able to explore new positions and, you know, take a liking to it. So I usually train with my brothers, so it kind of complements each other because they're more of a forward position. So when we train, it's like complements, you know, forward against defenders. So it's always good. But other than that, it's, you know,
yeah. You enjoy
usually
everything.
When we play, you know, social sports at night, we will split those brothers into
two teams.
We don't let them
together.
In one team.
Why?
They're too good.
Yeah, no. Because they have this chemistry, they've been playing since they were child together. So you just know the chemistry is
way too good.
So everyone's, it's like a common knowledge. Like,
don't be together.
Yeah, don't be together. We've got to spit them out.
It didn't always work out though, because everyone's sometimes a bit selfish so that we don't pass the ball. So there's always an argument.
Wait,
that's a siblings problem.
Yeah.
Skill issue.
Everyone wants to show what they can do though. It's fun though.
But that, but you talked about how supportive the people here, but there's still some sort of competitive, healthy competition within the team.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, obviously, you don't want to come to training and muck around because, you know, what are you doing there? No offense. But
no, I'm scared now. Don't invite me.
Like, obviously, you want to get better, so you want to, like, come there, train, do what you're supposed to be doing at the same time as, you know, just have fun, but you don't want to come into training and just you know, just muck around, like coming late, which is, you know, which is not good for your other teammates because you know, other people come early to train, but if you're coming late, it's like, you know, it's not really a cohesive unity there. But yeah, and it's also good to sometimes have like a serious training, yeah, because everyone wants to get better. So to get better, you need to play with people who are also in the same mindset as you. But yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy our training leading up to Bersatu. And we have our weekly training and we have our weekly friendly with outside teams. I really enjoy that actually.
Yeah, because it's training and like having a friendly game is different. Because training is all like in theory, you know, it's like repetitive motions. But in a friendly game, it's like a... it's like a real game, so you need to be able to replicate what you did in training into real games. So that's why it's good to have both trainings and like friendly games.
And it's also very wholesome to see our improvement from our first training to our last. There's a lot of improvement, and it's very wholesome thing.
Have you had like moments where you felt like, oh my god, I'm not doing good enough during the training?
That's me in training.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like obviously you'd make mistakes, and if you're not, I mean, you'd obviously not be happy with yourself, you know. I mean, it depends on everyone, but for me, I kind of have a higher standard. So if I make a mistake, it's like it shouldn't have happened, you know what I mean? So I kind of feel embarrassed, you know, for myself, and I feel like I let my team down. But no one says anything about it. It's just more like your self-criticism. But for me, it's pretty good because it kind of pushes you to go...
to your limit.
To your limit, yeah.
How about Hafiz? I know you're a professional. Have you like ever thought like during that you're like, oh, I'm not progressing?
Yeah, I think same as Naim. I think that's quite a good mentality to have, especially for sports. It's going to push you forward. And you're never going to satisfy with your performance. And I think one thing I love about sports is you're going to get to see the side you won't see other than sight, other than sports.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For example, you can see Naim here is quite goofy and all, right? But during sports, everyone changed because
everyone became serious.
Yeah, everyone serious became Naim. Serious. everyone have a different side during sports. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. How you guys
it's
fought?
Very nice. Yeah,
during sports.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because obviously, when you have if you have good players in the team, mm-hmm. if one has their own mindset, their mm-hmm. own like game plan. Mm-hmm. So if you guys can't
align,
there's going to be arguments, which is not always a bad thing because. You need like people. You need more ideas. You need more like you know to be mm-hmm. more opened and listen to people's inputs and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Because if you're the only one that's good, you're the only one with an input, which is not actually helping the team.
Mm-hmm.
But fighting is good because whatever happens on the pitch stays on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's nothing personal. It just happens in the moment, and mm-hmm. we just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Have you guys ever fought like that bad? Or it's just you fought and then you just leave it and like, okay, bro, let's get some drinks.
We have fought quite bad. But
already?
I think it all happens on the pitch.
Yeah.
It has been physically quite sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you guys have it on video, honestly?
Come to training, so you'll probably see a drama.
In training, everyone is very demanding. Mm. Everyone demands more from each other. Because sometimes you make a lot of effort, but you can see other teammates don't give the same one. Don't reciprocate your effort.
They want to win, but the others doesn't have the same energy.
That's where the frustration come off from.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, for me, with my brothers, it's like, I hold them to a higher standard. So if they make mistakes that, for me, I feel like, shouldn't have happened, I get quite angry. But it's not just to them. So also if I did it, I would be on this, you know, I'll be angry with myself as well. So which is why, you know, things kind of happen and during trainings. But at the end of the day, that's what makes you a better player. And it's nothing personal. It just happens on the
And
pitch.
It also brings you closer to each other.
Yeah.
Okay, let's like remove all the fights to the side and like let's chill with some music.
So we're going to hear a song from Fall Out Boys, which is Thanks for the Memory. Welcome back. So, we have still have Naim and Hafiz here.
With us.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yo. So,
we're going to continue our topic about sports, which, we mentioned earlier about, they are mentioning earlier about the Unipool, which is, they play sport there, but Unipool have gyms, have their yoga exercise sometimes, and sports. But what do you prefer, gyms or just a normal sport, Naim?
So that's the good thing about Unipool because I have a lot of it's a recreational center, so they've got like sports ground, a gym, and a place to do yoga or Pilates, which is very good. So I don't go to the gym as often anymore, just mainly because I'm quite lazy. But I know some of my friends that go to the gym on a regular basis. But it can get packed on in the afternoon or after class because like it's free to all students, tertiary students. So I guess that's the downside of like Unipool, just because if you go to gym, it can get very packed. So you'd have to come early or like really late. But other than that, it's very good.
Yeah, referring back to your question, whether a regular sports or gym, I actually prefer sports because I like competitiveness. I like to see.
Am I better than
the face? That's one. But I like to see the face of people's losing.
Oh,
you know, you can
chill out.
You can break someone's ego. You know,
yeah.
If they're quite cocky or arrogant, you know, you can. The only way to silence them is, you know, by showing
winning.
Them.
Yeah, that's
wow. Wait, Hafiz, you just unleash your different side of
No, but also I like the feeling of winning.
I understand that.
Yeah. Instead of gym, you know, gym you just.
Alone?
Yeah, it's alone. And you just see your self-improvement. But you can see other faces suffering.
You're just lazy, bro.
Have you ever been to gym in the Unipol?
I've been to the gym at Unipol sometimes. Because it's good to get to the gym because, you know, to build a bit of muscle, a bit of, like, you know, fitness. And because it's free, sometimes you feel like it's a waste if you don't go there. So sometimes you just go there for the sake of using the facility, you know. And once you see, like, the gym is empty, you feel like, you know, this is a good time to go hit the gym. So
Naim, you talked about you want to socialize during sports. And then you're like, nah, I want the gym to be empty.
No, you don't socialize during gym. That's one of the rules of gym. You don't talk to people. People
you could be like, bro, you look so good.
They're in the zone.
Wait, that
no. Perfect, Nelly.
So there's much like different between gym and normal sports. Yeah. Like gym, you don't talk to each other. And normal sport, you talk to each other.
Yeah. Like that. Because when people like hitting the gym, hitting the machine stuff, people like to, you know, be in their own zone, like concentrate on their own things. Because, it's a thing, you know, people just wear headphones and just, you know, just focus on their own workout.
Yeah. Just ride the treadmill and put on some
songs. It's more of a self-improvement instead of socializing.
So, guys, if you want to hit the gym, don't talk to Naim and Hafiz. But you can hit them up during the sports time. So, back to the main topic about culture itself. What do you think? Well, how was your experience back home playing sports?
For me, I've played football in Malaysia for a bit. So back in Malaysia, I didn't really play the sport. It was more like I was forced to play it because we had PE in high school in Malaysia. Back in Malaysia, so there are times when you have to play the sport. Like you're forced to being played. So I was always being put at the defense or in the goalkeeper because that's the most unpopular position. No one wants to play in that position. So you get put in that position, and if the opposing team scores a goal, they always point the finger at you because you're on defense or you're on goal. But the thing is, you don't even play this sport. You're just there
because
you're forced to be there. But which is like, you know, I feel like people should chill out a bit.
How about you, Hafiz?
In Malaysia, I usually play social football weekly. So sometimes I feel like it defeats the purpose of socializing because everyone was very competitive. And when, like Naim said, when you do mistakes, people's gonna point finger in you. Instead of, you know, which is the main purpose is just to play and to mingle around with people.
So instead of feeling good and energized at the end, you feel bad about yourself.
And you feel very pressured. To some point, you feel like you don't want to play.
Because
it's very pressure.
The pressure is high. So here, you don't really feel the pressure because everybody is so supportive.
So welcoming,
They are relaxed.
I mean, like, because there's always, like, anywhere you go, there's always going to be players who are, like, a bit of, not the greatest teammate or the greatest, you know, player in terms of, like, attitude. You know, you're going to have a bit of, like, trash talk, stuff like that. It happens everywhere. But I feel like in Malaysia, it's a bit more aggressive, in at least from where I was from, which was not really inviting for me to play the sport, especially when you don't know how to play. And then if people, like, you know, blame you for, like, mistakes and you don't even know how to play, it's, like, it's very frustrating. And it kind of scares, like, new people away. Personally, I enjoy playing with people who wants to play, so it doesn't matter if you know how to play or not. But if they want to play, I'm always down to play with people like that, compared to people who don't want to play, but they can play, you know? So I feel like, intention is very important, And I admire people who try something different because I was once in that position as well. So I know it takes a lot of courage to join a group that you don't know and then trying a different sport. So it's very admirable.
So in Malaysia, back in Malaysia, we have the sports day, Hari Sukan. And from that sports day, the teachers gonna take some students to represent their schools for the another sports day, like district sports, like that. Is it same in New Zealand?
So we don't have a sorry, was it like a sports day?
Just like sports day and...
Maybe like Bersatu, but during high school, your school send you to represent your school.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we have that here in New Zealand as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you been...
I didn't represent the school because... Mm-hmm. There was a lot of good players back in my year, but
you represent for Bersatu,
yeah. I play for Bersatu, but I mean it's fun to get to know. So Bersatu was fun for me personally because you get to meet other Malaysians,
a lot more people
from other places.
So Bersatu itself was an enjoyable event for you guys.
Yeah.
Because you guys enjoy sports and also socializing itself there. Now it's a question. You guys talk about back in Malaysia, your experience wasn't good back home. But Bersatu, you're surrounded by Malaysians, right?
Hmm.
But it was a good experience. So is it the people itself that... Right.
Yeah, I think
it's the people.
It's definitely the people, and I actually don't know what makes the difference, to be honest. Maybe it is where you're from, or what school you go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that plays a big role in this. But in Bersatu, it was it was just like a competitive, sports event. You know, nothing major happens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You are still enjoying the game, right?
I think it was definitely better than in Malaysia because I think everyone has been exposed by other cultures as well.
Yeah.
So they learn to tolerate, and just becoming
more open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I really enjoyed Bersatu, and I don't get the bad experience that I get back in Malaysia.
I think playing Bersatu here is much better in Malaysia because in Malaysia, if like me, I'm playing netball back in Malaysia, and the opponent team always give a psycho thing.
Taunting.
Make us stress. So, but in here, it's not as stressful as in Malaysia.
I still have it, but. It's not as bad in Malaysia.
Yeah, I think it's just the clique culture. Yeah. Like when you're in groups, over here you're more open.
Yeah, over here because you have not a lot of Malaysians, so you need to mingle with everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is against the cliqueness.
Clique. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not last question. So. What are your expectations here now? You guys said about being better and you want to be more competitive. So what are your expectations by the end of this year? How well do you want to be at sports? Like for Hafiz, volleyball.
Yeah.
So you're aiming for captain position?
No, I don't think captain is something you aim for. I think it's something it's more you earn for. Because I think skill-wise, I think there's a lot of... Still, a lot of people are more better than me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I still need to improve my... We're getting technical here, but I think I still need to improve my vertical jump. I still need to improve my hips rotation.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think by experience and by game time, I think people's going to start recognize you. And and if the time comes for, the captain shouts...
You're there. You're here. Hafiz is here.
I'm here. Are you hearing his voice?
How about you, Naim?
I don't have a specific target. I just play the sport just because I like the sport. Because for me to properly to get better is I need to have a tournament or a competition to aim for. Because or else I'm not going to train... properly if I don't have a proper target. So currently, Bersatu's finished. But I do have a tournament coming up, so I will start getting back into training. Possibly work on my fitness.
You want to be Ronaldo?
Everyone wants to be Ronaldo, but... but yeah, but I'm most likely going to work on my fitness because there's a lot of running in futsal. So, and I don't run often enough to play at that level.
My God.
So.
High five. Me too.
You gotta use that gym.
Yeah, I need to hit the gym more often now. I'll probably start seeing Natalie because she needs to hit the gym as well.
So, a question popped in my head. Like, you guys say that sports, like, unite boys, right? Mm. Like, back home, I know that football is such a big thing. Mm. Like, Man City, Liverpool. You guys have, like, a specific... Oh, obviously, I know my team, bro.
Liverpool, eh?
What is your favourite team?
I'm currently supporting Manchester United.
Manchester United.
United. Yeah. Aren't they, like, losing?
Yeah, they're doing all right this season. They've lost one game so far, but that's okay. A bit of a rough start, but not too bad of a start. They'll come
I don't know anything about... Yeah, but like I see like tweets like saying Manchester United are losing.
Yeah.
You gotta step up.
Yeah, Manchester United friends. If for the girls out there who's finding loyal boys.
Oh, yeah.
It's Manchester United supporter. We've been 12 years without trophies.
Oh really?
But we're
really?
Still seeking.
Have you guys fought with your friends? Like, no,
nah,
we're better. Liverpool. Nah, Hafiz seems like he's
in a goofy way, yeah. Mm-hmm. But not in any.
Have you guys, I know that you guys make friends back home through all these fan clubs.
Yeah.
Do you guys make friends here? Like, no, Liverpool is my team.
Yeah.
Or not?
There's no one here, bro.
No, really? It's not as big.
Yeah, it's mainly because it's just not that many, Malaysians specifically, there's not many Malaysians here in Dunedin. So, and not everyone watches football like properly. So you don't have enough people to have that kind of argument. You know, it is quite a complex topic.
But back in Malaysia, when I'm trying to talk with older people, I think it's a good conversational starter. Because as someone like me who I think I sometimes struggle to talk with people. I think sports is one of the...
It's awkward, bro.
Yeah, easy topic to talk about.
Yeah, sports. Yeah.
I can go and be like Messi or Ronaldo.
That's the question you don't ask. That's
oh,
how,
really?
That's how you know you don't know sport, but you're trying to pretend that you know sport.
But for real, though, Messi or Ronaldo?
She doesn't know who they are.
I don't even know. You asked me.
No, but I still want to hear your answer, though. Messi or Ronaldo?
Haaland.
Real.
Oh, bro.
I know
myself, bro.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Manchester City, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Haaland.
Well, who is your favorite player right now? Haaland.
For me, my all-time favorite is like Neymar. Because he's the most entertaining player.
He's handsome, bro.
In my opinion.
Think about that. 10 years ago, maybe, but now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's currently joined like the Saudi leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So which is so most players are all going to that league at the moment. He won't get his like. I mean, he's a world class level, so he wouldn't get his kind of level at that league.
Mm-hmm.
But as a player, he's very entertaining because he likes to showboat, which is something that most kids like to see as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to the playground, whatever, that's all the kids do. It's not really about playing properly; it's more about showing who's better, which is how Neymar plays. But he does it in a world class level, which is why it's very impressive and fun to watch.
How about you, Hafiz?
Messi, 100%.
Ooh.
I think everyone who watch football and truly understand football is a Messi. I think good in skill wise, performance wise. I think he's just someone who is focused on the pitch, and most of his message and most of his argument are through his performance. He's not like other footballers who like usually talk through, you know, press conference.
Oh,
actually, I agree with Hafiz.
Yeah, making trash talks. He's very humble.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He's really good.
He's the greatest football player to ever, you know, grace the football pitch.
Good.
Bro, I'm not even
Naim has something to say.
No. I agree. My favorite player is Neymar, but the GOAT is Messi.
Yeah, everyone knows the GOAT is Messi.
Whoa, okay.
Messi won the first FIFA Cup, right?
FIFA World Cup, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first cup.
I totally
him, right?
know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. I eventually, like, my brother watched the game, so I just know it, yeah.
Do you watch any sports? Any sport do you follow?
No. No. I only watch like makeup videos.
Okay.
What was that question? I'm just a girl, Laura.
Next question.
That's still an effort though.
Yeah. I'm a girl, okay? I'm the girliest girl. So what advice do you have for me and Atika? Specifically me, because I don't play sports.
So definitely just get out of your comfort zone and just have a go. It's always about having a go because you never know if you actually like it or not unless you try it. It could be a bad experience. It could be a very good experience. But like, it's usually never a bad experience. It's more like you feel like it could be better, but you know, it just didn't go as you planned. But yeah, definitely have a go because the community here especially is very friendly. So there's no pressure when you play. No one judges you.
Yeah,
I think
if you want to try, this is the best place to try.
Yeah,
sports.
It is.
In fact, I think people are more happy to have someone new come and join.
How about Hafiz? What advice?
I think, yeah, like Naeem said, just give it a try. Because, you know, if you don't try, it's a guarantee that you wouldn't know that you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
But at least if you give it a try, you won't have a regret in the future.
Even for like Bersatu, it's like most players have never played the sports, but after trying it out, you can like definitely see some people have a knack for certain sports, but they don't realize it. So I feel like, you know, it's a bit of a waste of potential there, you know, if they just, you know, try it out a bit more.
Yeah.
You could probably definitely go far.
I'll be like the future Messi.
Yeah.
Stop putting that in.
Not sure about that.
The new Messi now.
Okay.
Wait, Hafiz, you agree with us now?
So we're going to come to an end. Thank you, Naeem and Hafiz, for joining us for today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for all of your talking about your experiences, giving advice, and also telling who's the GOAT Messi. Okay.
Yo.
We're gonna see you soon.
Thank you.
In next episode. Yeah.
Thank you, boys.
Thank Bye. You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Apa kabar?
大家好.
Welcome.
Hello.
This is Chill Out with Onsa.
Tune in every fourth Monday of the month at 6 PM as we take you through the journey about the diverse culture, music, language, traditions, lifestyle, and of course, the delicious food we have in Malaysia.
It is a session where students can share about their life and their experience of studying here in Otago.
So, come and join us for a chilled and fun evening, brought to you by the committee members of the Otago Malaysian Students Association, OMSA.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin, with support from New Zealand.